Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice. We Believe in You, by President James E. Faust, second counselor in the First Presidency. My dear young friends, each of you is a son or daughter of God. The Lord gives us strength to overcome all things. This is one of the reasons why we believe in you. We believe in you because we know you can be honest. A television channel ran the story of a 10-year-old boy named Josh Bowers from West Jordan, Utah. He found a wallet that had $530 in it. Josh didn't hesitate. He picked it up and took it to his mother. The wallet belonged to a mother of four, and the $530 was rent money she couldn't live without. Josh really wanted a new bike, but he knew the money was not his. The relieved young mother gave Josh $40 for returning the wallet. Josh planned to use some of the money to get his old bike tire fixed, but a viewer, on hearing the story, had Josh pick out a brand new bike to reward him for being an honest guy. We may not all get a shiny new bicycle as a reward for our honesty, but a feeling of goodness will shine within us for doing what we know is honest and true. Use your spiritual gifts. I warn you against the dangers that lurk in the Internet, movies, and books, which lead away from your destiny. Daily study of the Scriptures is an excellent way to keep your spirituality safe. You really can't imagine the great blessings that await you. They are wonderful and exciting. You can make a difference. You can find happiness beyond your dreams as you keep the commandments of the Lord. End of Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice. We Believe in You, by President James E. Faust, second counselor in the First Presidency.